This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. As I've been doing for the last couple of days, let me do my little PSA right quick, if I may. Coming from the Secretary of the National Rifle Association Week, John Frazier, we have this. Attention NRA voting members. Your National Rifle Association Board of Directors is asking you to vote yes on important bylaw amendments to strengthen and protect the NRA. For more information, check your February NRA magazines and go to www.nrabylaws.com. A little PSA for you. Something for you to consider also is that it's time to vote. And joining me again from his perch high atop the legal brain trust that is Second Call Defense is CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Bill. How are you?
I am all right. It's been an interesting 3 days so far with the new president in place. NRA seems to be sort of riding high with a couple of things that are happening, but right now, the most pressing business with the NRA is one, the bylaws, and two, the elections of the board of directors. Now, how are we looking?
You know, it's almost impossible to tell. It's a 10-week election period. The vast amount of votes are placed in the first week, probably almost 40,000 votes out of about 100,000 are voted in that first week. It's important. I think I'm doing well. I'm doing well from the aspect that what I do for the NRA, I do whether I'm sitting on the board of directors or not. I certainly think that I've earned my spot. You know, when I talk to my supporters, the thing that resonates with them most is the fact that I'm still involved. I just don't sit in the chair. I still go door to door. I make phone calls. I work for candidates. I show up in Columbus. I push the legislation that I want. And something that I did, which is always near and dear to my heart last weekend, was I trained about 17 brand-new pharmacy students that are just about to get their pharmacies in concealed carry because they realize and they're taught that they are now a target with all the problems. And, you know, and think about this, Bill. When you train somebody to protect their lives and the lives of their friends, they never forget you. And I still get phone calls from people I trained 10 to 15 years ago. So, you know, part of what I do on a consistent basis is I still do everything that it takes to be an advocate in the gun world. The same thing that you do. You know, I don't rest, and I just hope that I've earned the respect and the votes of our NRA members to put me back on the board where I think I can be effective along with everything else.
When you talk about you're not, I mean, one thing to point out, Sean and I were at the NRA meetup in May of 2016 at the same time. And Sean was so busy teaching. I mean, I know the people that buff the floors at Second Call Defense. I met them and everybody above them except for Sean because he was too busy teaching all these people and running all this stuff and everything. And me and Knight, we were going around hobnobbing. You missed that part of it, I think. He probably rubbed that in, though, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be I could enjoy the annual meeting. Well, I can't enjoy it anymore. I'm either teaching seminars for the NRA, lethal force in the law, involved in education and training and whatever they're doing. I'm on that committee. I'm on the grassroots committee, the Jeannie Bray Scholarship Committee, and also federal affairs. So with everything, it keeps me busy. And I just want to keep doing it. And, you know, no matter what happens, I'm never going to stop, just like you never stop. But, you know, it's important that we out and vote. There's so many people that either don't realize that that ballot in your magazine means you're a voting member and means you can vote, or they don't pay attention to it. But, you know, it's more important to keep a strong NRA now than ever before. You know, we have the world at our feet right now. All we have to do is keep our feet on the throats of the people that promise they're going to take care of us. And your experience, Bill, and my experience, you can't take anything for granted. You can't look at a politician and say, you know what, we have a handshake. You got to make sure that we force them into national reciprocity. We force them to remove suppressors from the NFA list. We force them to strengthen our concealed carry laws. We force them, you know, national reciprocity? Hell, I want national constitutional carry. That's what I want.
Well, you know, I was looking at some stuff that John Lott Jr. put out, and it's looking like five states are going to join those roles.
Right.
And, you know, looking, it was three states last year. It's going to be five states this year. It's an interesting method of attack because we're attacking from two different vantage points. There's those out there that think, well, the Second Amendment is my permit. And, you know, I don't claim that, but damn if they're not getting it.
I know.
In some of these states.
And some of these states is coming out of nowhere. They've never even had a discussion.
Yeah.
You know, it's pushing us done. And God bless them. It's truly a wonderful thing. That's what being American is all about. You know, that I always tell people, when was the last time you had to have a permit to go to church or to speak or to write? And it's time to take our rights back from the from the progressives who, for whatever reason, decide that we shouldn't have guns. Nobody should have guns except their bodyguards.
I'm beginning to have very good feelings about the what we've got in front of us just because of what Trump is doing with this voter fraud thing.
Uh-huh.
Because them coming out there saying, well, show us proof. There is proof out there. There's a guy named John Fund has written books, and there was a study that came out in 2008, the 2.5 million votes. There's proof out there. And I think what he's going to do is he's going to say, well, here's the proof. I think the only way for us to go now is to have a national voter ID. And it will be them who precipitated it.
You know, and that's why, and I always try to talk to your listeners, because they're the ones that were responsible for this great revolution. And I truly believe that was a revolution. And now it's time to capitalize on that. Talk about a mandate. You know, Obama used to talk about, well, I got a mandate. You know what? We got a nuclear bomb for a mandate. It's time to move over.
Oh, yeah. Plus,
And I think it's cute that Ted Nugent thinks Madonna should be investigated by the Secret Service. God, if Ted even looks cross-eyed at anybody, it seems like the Secret Service are investigating him. Someone has a good point. You know, these people need to be taken to task. These people that are rioting, these people that are pillaging, that are assaulting people, they need to get the worst. They need to get thrown in jail and the keys locked. And that's coming from a criminal defense attorney because, folks, let me tell you something. All they're trying to do is interfere with our rights for a fair and impartial election.
Well, when we come up next, I'm going to give you a scenario a little more. I've given it to you before. I'm going to add to it a little bit just to get your views on it in the next segment, just because this seems to be a thing. I mean, and I hang out at a lot of Starbucks, and in D.C., those people destroyed the Starbucks, Sean, and you can't be destroying the Starbucks. Somewhere we've got to draw the line on these guys. So anyway, but we'll talk about that in the next segment. We're coming up on the first break. Okay, two things real quick. First of all, you've been hearing the thing about the bylaws. Go to the website. Go to your magazine that's coming out in February if it's not already there. Go vote for that. Sean Maloney for the NRA board. This is not a guy who sits around and drinks coffee and has cufflinks and everything else and hangs out with all the good old boys. He's out there. He sits down long enough to have the meeting, and then he gets out there and he's taking up some calls, the FASTER program, grassroots stuff, recalls in Colorado, saving seats in Virginia. He's out there, and he's doing it, getting it done. He deserves your vote. Second call defense. If you're carrying a gun for any reason for self-defense, you need to be a member of Second Call Defense, period. Go to secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed, you are. Well, you're more ready. You're as ready as you can get. You're not. There's going to be some other things that they're going to help you with should you have to do the thing. And we're talking about that right now with CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, Sean, you and I, in April, is it, we're going to be in Atlanta?
That's correct.
Now, I don't expect the protesters to be stupid enough to come to the venue where the meetup is going to be, because that would be sort of a, I don't know.
Generally speaking, Bill, we do get some protesters. Usually the media, you know, focuses on this huge group of protesters. You go outside and it's usually three or four of them.
Right. Well, I'm going to be looking for them because I want to film them, whoever they are. The thing is that now with the protests, the way they seem to be shaping up, there's the possibility that it might get a little rough. So, as a Second Call Defense member, I'm going to do, there was a protest in front of me the other day. There was a bunch of snowflakes out there wanting to protest to make sure that all of the Muslims in the world understood that it was okay to come to the United States. They would protect them. They had on their safety pins. I don't expect snowflakes to understand the nature of violence and what that means when they uncap that bottle.
That's correct.
So in the event that they decide to uncap that bottle in front of us at one of these events or something in the guise of a protest, and something happens and some of us that are there that do understand the nature of violence decide to get loud with them in the form of unsuppressed weaponry. Is that a new dynamic to consider? Are there other things that I need to take into consideration when I'm looking at that? I'm sure all of the rules are going to apply as far as employing lethal force. Is it going to be bad on me for doing it in a crowd or doing it looking at a bunch of people or whatever?
Well, you know, obviously, tactically speaking, when you're in crowds like that, you have to try to prepare yourself as best as you possibly can. If you're forced to use your firearm in self-defense, and under any circumstances, any situations, whether you're in church or the football game, or you're trying to stand politely by and let people protest, and you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm, then obviously you have a right to use lethal force. It's something none of us ever want to do. But if you find yourself in that situation, remember, it's subjectively. What do you feel like? What can you point to that says, you know, right now, I'm in fear of death or serious bodily injury or harm? At that point in time, you have to make that decision. Now, collateral damage, mistakes, things like that happen. You know, those can all be successfully defended. Everything was precipitated by the fact that you were about to die. And so, you know, the dynamics change, but the defense and your right to protect your life and the life of your loved ones never changes.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, one thing I noticed at the NRA meetup was, and I don't mean to sound silly or nothing, but there were a lot of kids there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids, a lot of families. And I mean, it's not just guns. I mean, there's people out there that are selling furniture and vehicles and all kinds of other, but there's a whole bunch of non-tactical types that are primarily involved in the outdoor industry that are going to be there as well. And it's going to be one big, now I don't want to call it a soft target because that's really sort of silly, but you know what I mean? This is more than meets the eye.
You know what? It's a family affair. And people don't realize that. You know, I think I've heard police officers in at least three of the annual meetings I've been to when I've walked in the door and there's been a couple of them chatting with each other. And they said, this has got to be the safest place in the state right now. And so they understand what that is. And every time I go to a meeting towards the end and the police officers are there and I talk to them, and they always say, we have never been treated with more respect, more politeness, and thanked any time before in our lives. You are the good people. And so you see the kids running around. You see the families together. Because for probably those few days or few hours in your life, you don't have to really be on guard because everybody that's there thinks like us. And, you know, and I felt that way. I've walked in before and said, boy, it's good not to have to be, you know, on my guard, to have to defend what I, you know, my constitutional rights. And so it's a mixture of things. When you and I are there, no telling what we're going to see. Families, I can remember probably 10 years ago now at Louisville, before this last annual meeting in Louisville, my boys were probably like 9 and 10 years old. They got to the floor of the convention, and it was on. They took off running from gun display to gun display probably for 3 hours. And you'll see that there. You'll see the older people. People just enjoying who they are, enjoying the hunting displays and whatever else there is. And meeting, you know, I think in Louisville the first time, Heller versus Washington, D.C. was just decided. And Dick Keller standing in the middle of the crowd signing anything people are giving to him. So you never know where you're going to get at NRA annual meeting of members.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, we got to, I got to talk to you about some stuff that I want to do. I don't know how big the second call defense booth is going to be, but I got some plans I want to ask you about regarding that.
We got room for you. And I want to say, too, I even heard that there was people that had an audience with Ted Nugent at the Louisville show.
Well, yeah, and I'm working on putting that together, too. I've already spoken with, I'm already in the loop with Mr. Nugent's people on this one. The thing about the last one, I was on my way to Louisville when they called me to ask me if I would do that. This time I'm doing a little pre-planning. You see what I'm saying? I'm getting out there out front. So we're going to be going out front with a few things. I got a couple things I'm hoping to show him and some people I'm hoping to introduce him to. And, you know, as a board member, I think he should do that and receive them before he starts tuning up his axe, which is very awe-inspiring. Coming up on the next break, if you are an NRA member and you're a voting NRA member and you want to vote for a whole lot of bang for the buck for the NRA board, Sean Maloney is your guy. Tim Knight, there's a rarefied air. There's a handful of these guys that I know about that get out there and go beyond the job description. And they go beyond it well. Second call defense. Second call defense is a setup. It's a lineup of services that you can't imagine you're going to need. They'll clean your carpet. They'll clean your mind. And they'll do everything in between. You're out of jail. You got the lawyer. I mean, everything is taken care of. This is all stuff that you can't handle. Secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Truly. Joining me again from Second Call Defense, the CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. I've been meaning to ask you about something. I don't really understand what it is. What exactly is bullet voting?
It's pretty simple, but thanks for asking, Bill. Well, there's 25 people that are, you know, or there's actually 34 or 35 people on the ballot. And what a bullet vote is, so you can vote for up to a certain amount of people. But what I'm asking you to do is just vote for Sean Maloney. Vote for one, and that's called a bullet vote. Because if you want me to win, and then you see all these other people that you're just going to vote for, well, that puts me at a disadvantage because maybe other people are voting for those people also. So if you just vote for me, it increases my chances of winning.
Which we want.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Tim isn't running this time, right?
No.
He runs 2018, right?
Right.
Okay, so I don't have to worry. So the bullet voting can go that away. All right, I'm good to go.
I think Tom Selleck's on the ballot this time around, too, though.
Well, he is good looking.
Yeah, so I don't think he has anything to worry about me. So if you bullet vote for me, I promise you Tom Selleck is probably still going to win. So all you ladies out there, if you want to vote for Tom Selleck, go ahead, but also vote for the handsome bald guy.
Listen, ladies, you look at a bald guy, what you're looking at is a man who does not have any self-confidence issues at all. I know. Anyway, we're talking As we're getting back to things, besides all the political stuff that we see going on, I mean, what's new with Second Call Defense? Has there been any fun stuff happening? Any more people become aware of you after they shot somebody and called you?
We had a gentleman that was attacked in Wisconsin last year, and he was beaten quite severely, and he happened to be beaten quite severely by bouncers in a bar. And he woke up later in the hospital with police guard. And I think basically he was arrested because he was beaten so severely. They were probably trying to protect the bar owner. I'm not sure what it was. But, you know, it got him an attorney immediately. It was over with immediately. They dismissed everything, we thought. His attorney said it's all over with. He's also a security guard. He went to get some paperwork done, and they said, hey, you have a warrant out for your arrest.
Nice.
He said, for what? He said, minor misdemeanor. I said, for what? He said, carrying a firearm while you're intoxicated. And in Wisconsin, the way the law is, you can drink and have a firearm, but if the police determine that you're intoxicated, then they have a right to get a breathalyzer test, and then, you know, you can be charged for that. I said, well, did they? He goes, number one, I wasn't drinking. Number two, I was in a coma for 2 days. I've never seen any evidence that I was drinking. So, minor misdemeanor, but it ruins his career as a security guard. So that's still ongoing, and we're providing him assistance for that. And it's just amazing that, you know, his attorney was involved, and someone along the line decided to charge him. You never know, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why you need an attorney. Unfortunately, you know, there's many, many jurisdictions throughout the United States that they welcome your use of lethal force, and they understand that that's your legal right, your constitutional right, and your God-given right to protect yourselves and the lives of those you love. But there's other jurisdictions where you're seen as an evil sandman if that's something you do. And you have to be prepared for those situations, because as we travel throughout the United States, and I encourage everybody to travel everywhere you can go with your firearm, you never know what jurisdiction you're going to get. Just be aware that I'm going to be there to help you out, and somebody to be there to protect you at all times.
Yeah, and that's really the thing, isn't it? Because that's what makes it so unique. There's some of these services that are out there that only work in certain states, and there's some of these services out there that only work if you win your case, if you're exonerated and everything else. You cover everywhere, and you cover everything. As long as this, you know, as long as I didn't get in there and, you know, I don't come to you. Sean, listen, I had to use my gun in self-defense. Yeah, Bill, tell me the details. I was robbing this bank, and the guy pulled his gun on me, you know, as long as it's not that.
And I always said, Bill, I think when I first met you and I started talking about this, because, folks, I had to sell Bill on this. He didn't just welcome me with open arms. But when I'm talking to people, you know, one of the greatest advantages that I think a Second Call Defense member has is you're going to have the best attorney available wherever the incident took place. My attorney in Cincinnati, Ohio, wasn't going to do a damn bit of good in Kentucky, Indiana, Cleveland, Ohio, or Columbus, Ohio. You're going to have the best attorney where the shooting takes place, where the brandishing takes place, whatever it is. You can't find that anywhere else. You can get a list of attorneys, or they tell you to go find an attorney, or you can use their attorneys. Really? Who's your attorney? I want the best attorney. I don't want your attorney. And that's what you can get, is the best attorney, the best expert witnesses, the best wherever you are, anywhere in the United States.
One of the things that I want to point out is, like, when I got my packet, and I was saying, okay, I want to video me opening this packet, except I got the packet, and then I got to thinking, in that packet is this ID card of mine, and if I have that ID card and I go out and I shoot somebody, I've got the number on there. And listen, this is not me being paranoid, because what's going to happen if you have to use your weapon in self-defense is the same thing that's going to happen if you're involved in a car accident. It's going to happen. It's going to happen sudden. It's going to happen fast, and it's certainly not going to be convenient. So, that day I got the packet, and I was like thinking, well, I'll get to it in a couple of days. And I thought about it, and I was like, where's the tripod? And I started shooting the video immediately and, slid everything open, got my stuff, and I was set. But, beyond all that, you know, the relief, the feeling of relief of knowing that as I go out there, It's already nice to carry a gun, to know that I have that if I need it. And then to know that if I have to use it, that I have something else in play to keep me whole. To keep me whole. Not to where I'm going to lose my job, lose my house, lose every dime I've got. You know, everything I've got is what comes into play if you shoot somebody and they arrest you. So that's nice to have. It's a good feature. It's a great selling point. And if you haven't bought it yet, I suggest you go buy it and get the Defender packet. That's the one I've got. I think that's the one you got, Sean.
Yep. And real quick, had another person yesterday, didn't realize he used Mace, called me for help. He didn't. He signed up for something called Defense about 10 minutes before he called me. So, folks, remember, you have to have it first.
Yeah. You can't. There's no retroactive help. I don't know if there's any amount of money Sean would possibly consider. There's certain things that he has to consider with this. So it doesn't work retroactively. But it does work if you have it. SecondCallDefense.org. There you will find the Defender program is the one I have. It covers everything. It covers mental health. It covers my carpets being cleaned. It covers getting my gun back. It covers civil court. It covers criminal court. It gets me out of jail. And those are all things that, you know, most people don't walk around thinking about. But when you carry a gun for self-defense, it is something that may come into play. So don't hesitate. Go take care of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself. Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Definitely go there and check them out. And, of course, we're talking to Second Call Defense CEO and founder Sean Maloney. Just out of curiosity, okay? Because I've never been involved in this. I mean, I've been processed for it, but I got let go. In the event that I did shoot somebody in self-defense, and in the event that I was in one of those jurisdictions where they arrest first, and then you have to go and prove yourself innocent, even though you know you've met all the statutes and met all the criteria and everything else, you still have to go through all of that. What are we talking about roundabout from a high and low as far as what it's going to take to find a competent attorney to keep you free?
Well, most competent criminal defense attorneys, are going to bill at somewhere around $350 to $500 an hour. And most of the, those are the good ones. And the good thing about criminal defense attorneys is we're all kind-hearted. We understand the situation you're in, so things can be done if that happens. But think about it. Probably the minimum bond you're going to have to pay is $10,000 to get out. Probably the minimum retainer we're going to pay up front is $5,000, so we're at $15,000. And then whatever psychological counseling or help you need. But then the clock starts ticking. The arraignment is the first thing, and then you're getting ready, and it keeps ticking and ticking. And most of the time, it's sometime after the arraignment that common sense bleeds through the prosecution, and they realize you had probable cause hearings, and you understand that, you know what, we shouldn't be here, and things are dismissed. But nothing is ever really dismissed at the arraignment because you're just entering a plea, and that's time, and your attorney's talking to you. So you're looking at money right there plus the money that the bond money put up. And I always remind people, you don't want to use your own cash for bond because it's gone. In most jurisdictions, that bail bondsman, that's his fee. 10% that you're putting down to him, that's his fee for everything else. And you know what? When we're talking about this, we fail to remember or mention. Don't forget, guys and ladies out there, if you mention Lock and Load Radio, Bill, Lock and Load, Frady, whatever it is, we're going to give you your first month free. I want you to try this out. I want you to walk down the street and know what it feels like to know you're absolutely protected everywhere you go and everything you do.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately justice isn't blind, and especially it's not colorblind, and it takes money to mount a defense.
Yeah, the bond money is just what you pay to get out of jail, right?
Right, correct.
You don't have to pay the bond money, you just stay in jail.
Right, exactly, if you want to, but trust me, I'm in a much better mood if I can prepare for your case somewhere else besides your jail cell.
Yes, well,
and you'll feel better sitting in the leather chair and with your feet up.
Yeah, without a doubt, that is true. Without a doubt, that is true. Pat, I mean, there's sometimes people, I mean, it just ruins them, doesn't it? I mean, they didn't do anything. They had to do self-defense, but when they get done, they're just, I mean, it's just a life-changing event.
Bill, it'll change your life. You'll never be the same, I promise you. And that's probably what forced me to start this and said there's got to be a better way is when the 23-year-old wife and I, your old wife with kids, went until 2 or 3 in the morning to collect that bond money, that 10% cash bond, had to get $1,000 because I knew the 24-year-old husband would not be the same man from Friday night to Monday morning of his arraignment. And so, you know, and that's what pushed me and said there's got to be a better way because it changes your life.
That, in a lot of different ways. And it's not just shooting people. I mean, Paul Lathrop, that guy that we've had on this, that you've talked about, he just got accused of brandishing a gun. And what was that, $35,000 later?
Yep, some insane guy. Some guy decided to accuse him of doing it, took off. They never saw that guy again. That's an amazing part of his story. He filed a complaint. Boom, he's gone. He never appeared. He never showed up anywhere. But Paul Lathrop had hell. For how long? And thank God he's alive. When he didn't have his medicine for his diabetes.
Yeah.
So, hey, and I want to point out while I'm thinking of it, there has been dozens and dozens of your listeners that have written me kind letters that have endorsed my candidacy, and I point them, and it's just amazing the reach of Bill Frady and your radio station. I appreciate everything they've done. You've been so kind, and it's heartbreaking to read some of these things, and certainly almost drives a tear to your eye, but you realize, you know, the power of what we're doing. And so if you want to go to MaloneyForNRA.com, there's a place where you can endorse me or write an endorsement or email me. Sean Maloney NRA on Facebook, you can do it. And then Sean Maloney NRA on Twitter, you can do it. But there's nothing better than when somebody from Mexico or New Mexico decides that they want to endorse my candidacy. And then all of a sudden there's somebody from Oregon, and then there's somebody from Pennsylvania, and they're all listening to your station, and I appreciate each and every one of you out there, because without you folks, number one, we never would have won an election. We wouldn't have a President Trump without you. And number two, I understand, and I humbly understand, that there won't be a Sean Maloney on the board of directors without you. And so I just ask for your help again, and I'm humbled by it, and I appreciate everything you do.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting that. I mean, I don't have any metric except for you to tell me that. So that's good stuff. I know that I have a rough idea of how far it might reach, but I don't really know. You know, I just sit back. Today, for example, I have never had a download day like today. And I don't know what I did. And I did well. I didn't do anything different. I didn't do anything special. And I can't wait to see. I mean, I got you, and then I got Rob Morris next. I can't wait to see what tomorrow's download is going to look like. That ought to be pretty good. That ought to be pretty nice. But
Rob Morris is a great individual. He runs a great program, and again, spreads the word. And that's the key to everybody out there. Spread the word. Let us know. Give us the news that nobody else is doing. And more so than any other time in our lives, 2016, we realized just what we weren't being told and that we were being lied to. And I think that should change the media and the respect we have for the media forever. And if I were those guys, I'd just pack my bags right now. Until you're gonna decide to do your job right, until you're gonna allow yourself to have the integrity to let the First Amendment work for you, then don't waste our time.
Yeah, that is without a doubt. We got other things we could go into. I didn't even get into any of this stuff, but that's okay. That's the way it just works out. Whenever we're on the air, it just takes on a life of its own. So in the remaining time that I have with you, first things first, everybody go out there and look at the NRA bylaws. Look at the NRA bylaws, vote yes for that. Go to What is it, Maloney for NRA? What is that website?
It's MaloneyForNRA.com.
Go to MaloneyForNRA.com and endorse it. Then vote for him.
Right, and then Sean Maloney NRA on Facebook. I almost had, I have over 7,000 likes in just over a week, so you guys have been hammering it for me.
We'll have to have a chat about that, Sean. Anyway, we'll have to have a chat about that one. I don't know about, I've got some questions about that one. But, and Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is the genesis behind all of this for me. Simply because anybody's listened to this for any amount of time, I've had other sponsors profess to do this. And landing with Second Call Defense is, somewhat, comparatively speaking, it's like going from a Yugo to a Bentley. Because once you get out there, and I mean, as somebody that I've seen the inside of the system, as they call it. And when you know that, and when you go into that, and you go into all of these other things, you can really begin to have a fine appreciation for what they do. And listen, just to put it in monetary terms, to get out of jail is going to cost me more if I don't have Second Call Defense than it'll take me. I'll be in my high 70s before I tip that scale on that amount of money I spend just being a member. Just to give you some sense of scale. 20 years versus 20 minutes. There you go. We're about to, we're getting ready to roll into the second hour. Sir, I will be in touch with you tomorrow because I do have a couple of other things I want to run past you. Thank you for joining me this evening.
And I'll wait for you, and thank you, everybody, and be safe out there, you guys. And remember, vote for Sean Maloney. Bold vote. It only takes a little bit of ink to circle my little circle in. But thanks, everybody, and have a great next hour.
Thank you.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.